Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Hello, Trisha.
Hello, Annie and crew.
This is the beginning of my weekend. Go on.
Here we go. Everybody settle in.
Hello, Newman.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it is.
That's right. 84-year-old man successfully beats off mugger with a pair of trousers. This happened in England. An 84-year-old man...
Does trousers mean in England the same thing it means here?
It does, and I left the word trouser in because I thought it was charming.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought maybe it meant like bully stick. But it means pants.
No, it's a pair of jeans.
Pants.
Is the American version funnier, though?
It's a more sophisticated
like,
beating.
Read it with pants and just see if it's funnier.
84-year-old man successfully thwarts mugger with a pair of pants.
A pair of pants? No, it's not his pants.
Did he take them off and distract him?
Well, hold on, guys. This happened in England. An 84-year-old man...
I'm just trying to think what Ryan would come up with.
It's how you get a bull to run right by you.
It was at a laundromat. Take your pants
off. That seems like
wave
a,
them.
That seems like a risk.
Yeah, if the pants are red.
Red dye number 3?
Yeah.
The bull's like, don't want none of that.
Yeah, nope. They're getting rid of all that red dye. What are we going to do? I don't know. Let's dip our pants in it just in case of a bull attack.
Go on, Trisha. Sorry.
Thank you.
She only has 4 stories. We got to make this work.
We're not going to get past this one. This happened at a laundromat. The man was drying his clothes when a masked assailant approached him, said, give me your wallet. The man said no. He started flinging his jeans at him. This was all caught on surveillance camera.
I wonder what you say when you're doing that.
No. You say no.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Give me your wallet. No.
No.
Go.
No.
Go away. Off you go.
Shoo. Sounds like Bert from Mary Poppins. Pretty close.
Well, he swung his pants so viciously that the robber eventually retreated empty-handed. The robber wanted his wallet and the pants.
Apparently not that bad.
Yeah.
Fair point.
I want his wallet.
Honey, we don't have any food to eat. I told you to go get some money. Well, he had pants.
Yeah, they were jeans. They were trousers.
Yeah.
They were pants.
If you're a proper British robber, how do you go and look your wife in the eye that night?
I don't know.
Annie, are you okay with laundromats?
Okay. So here's the deal. 6 people in my house. I've talked about this before, but laundry is the absolute freaking worst.
It's horrible.
It's the worst.
Yes.
I am... trying to figure out how to implement the Ethan shirtless strategy and just tell kids they don't need that much clothes. Get rid of all your shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And you come home and you could spend an entire day or an entire weekend doing laundry. And on Monday, it's like it never happened.
Yeah.
And true. You're right back where you started again.
My house looks like that, but with dart guns.
Okay.
Not... like,
great.
Yeah.
Way to further the conversation. Go on.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
No, you were making a great point. I'd like to hear the end of it.
It's hard to believe that you think that.
There are Nerf darts all over my house. just to conclude the point.
And to conclude, that's what you just said.
Yeah.
That's to conclude the point.
To wrap it all up.
Well, I think some people might have thought.
You just said the same sentence twice.
Is his family firing real dart guns at each other? No, not real dart guns. It's
that
Nerf.
Might be what the people were
it's
thinking.
It's Nerf stuff. Yeah.
I have, to the laundromat question from Trisha, I have often said to my husband, like, why don't we just go to the laundromat and pay $9,000 or whatever it would take to clean all this clothes and then only bring home the stuff that we want to let people wear anymore. And the rest we'll just take and donate.
Yeah.
Why not do that? When my daughter, my oldest daughter was probably in, I think kindergarten was the first year I started doing this. I'd buy her two seasons worth of clothes, one season at a time. And it was like, you got five pairs of pants and five shirts. That's your wardrobe.
Mix and match them.
And by the end of the season, that stuff was worn to crap. We threw it away because it was not donatable. There were holes in it, stains on it, whatever. We just got rid of it. And then we'd go get the warm season worth of stuff. And I really wish that we could do that, but we're in too deep right now. You got when you've got three girls and they're all the worst part about it is that my three daughters are all at least one size apart. So you can't take things out of this closet A and put it in a closet B because you're a minimum of 6 months to maybe a year before closet A can become closet B. So it has to go somewhere. And then there are things that don't get pulled out of the closet. And then they infiltrate it. My son, God love him. He's still in school, right? Yes, he is. He won't let go of clothes. He's constantly walking down and wearing these like tidy shirts.
Is that a dude thing? My husband's that way. We have clothes from high school, like these holy t-shirts. And I'm like, man.
Does he wear them out to like, does he think they look nice or does he just love them?
Until we got together and I was allowed to have a little bit of say. That takes a while in a relationship, right?
You look like crap. Like, go change your shirt.
You can't wear that. There's a giant hole in it. Yeah, he did.
My son is more of he's growing out of things. And he's growing fast. He's very close to 6 feet tall right now. He wears size 14 shoes.
Cow.
It's a large shoe.
I hope he grows into those boats. But he's big. And he, like, the stuff that he was wearing in May doesn't fit him in September, but he won't give in. I'm always, he walks down and he looks
at me.
Little
crop tops.
Yeah, sorta. He looks at me and I'm like shaking my head no. And he feels personally attacked.
Just tell him to lean into it. Start entering every room like Kramer.
Have you met my son? That is the fastest way to go get him to change his clothes. That is not my son. That might be my third or fourth kid, but that's not my son.
Or have him try out for vaudeville, because that's what that is they wear short stuff to make him look funny.
I don't know if anybody who he goes to school with knows what I do for a living.
Really?
He will not tell them.
No?
Mm-mm. And so when I tell these stories, I still feel a little safe, because I don't think people are going to know. Because I don't think anyone's listening, I guess. But I will tell him. I talked about you on the air today because I make sure he knows the stories I talk about. And I always am very cautious to not talk about things that would make, I don't think he would be embarrassed by that too much. So.
Worker gets nose ring caught in office chair. We've got a lot of international stories today. This one is out of Indonesia. A woman had to be rescued by an entire fire squad after getting her nose ring caught in a rolling office chair. What happened was the employee had apparently been sticking her nose through the chair's mesh frame when it got stuck.
Why?
Just goofing off. This is all
just,
on video.
Just a little goof.
Just goofing off.
Did she work for a radio station? Somebody's co-host.
I didn't do that.
Hey, Ryan, come stick your nose
in
there.
It's not associated with me in any way.
Well, that's why you took your nose ring out.
After her, the story
No, it's
gets,
just because I grew out of goth.
The story gets better. After her coworkers couldn't get her unstuck, they had to wheel her out of the office, put her in a van, and drive her to the fire station.
She still have the chair on her face?
Yes.
That's so great.
You had a nose ring, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Do you not anymore?
I could.
You could?
Mm-hmm.
She had to stop sniffing chairs, so she's like, well, one of these has got to go, and I want to keep sniffing chairs.
That's important.
So it's got to be the nose ring.
It's a safety hazard.
Is there, as a nose ringer, is there a way that this makes sense to you?
No.
Okay.
No, it does not. But the fire team got her free with a pair of pliers, and they all had a good
laugh.
I don't
know that this is one that you go, oh, well, it's a different culture. You know, I think the people of Indonesia would probably go, yeah, I think this lady's a little weird.
No, this is the tie that binds. This is an idiot.
Yeah, I think so.
My question to you is, Annie, are you okay with goofing off at work?
No. But I suffer it every day.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Boss asks candidates to sing during interview process.
Oh, I'm out. I'd rather be poor. Put me on the street. Ain't doing that.
A man shared his job interview experience where he was asked to sing a song at the end of the interview, causing him to fail the process.
Was he auditioning for like a play?
No, it was a major UK energy supplier.
Was it Hunter Biden?
No.
We hear you're an artist.
He was on the board, so he was one of the bosses. He was all cracked out. He's like, can you sing for me?
I'm highly qualified for this, and I know what this job takes. Sing! Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Oh, I got a great idea for our energy company. How about if we have people start singing for us? Hunter, Hunter, your relevance is gone, too. I don't know why you're even here.
Oh, man. So what's the question?
So the point of this was the interviewer revealed that refusing to sing was actually how you pass the test. It was to see how easily candidates could be controlled.
And they want people who can't be controlled?
Yeah, does singing prove that you can or can't be controlled?
It proves that you can be, and this company thinks that's a good thing, that you're compliant to whatever they need you to do.
Hold on. What? So they say you need to sing.
Mm-hmm. They go through this interview process. And
if you're like, okay, I'm going to sing the song, and you sing the song, that tells the company you can be controlled, and they are more likely to hire you.
Yes.
So they have a bunch of candidates up there.
That is how Ryan got
and
this
one,
job.
One of them is like, well, highly, highly qualified, but wouldn't sing. This guy over here is going, camp down, ladies, sing the song, do-da. And they're like, yep, that's the guy.
That's the compliant one. Song over there. That's exactly how you got this job. I never knew how Ryan got this job before.
Steve Moore brought me in, and I was like, Steve, I just want to let you know something. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it.
Steve didn't even hire you. He too was stuck with you. That was somebody else's decision.
He's like, this says you used to work at Joy FM.
I love how Ethan comes in here with the biggest smile on his face. Do you have something to add to this conversation?
Yes. What? I just need to emphasize that before we came in studio for the segment, Trisha is standing out there and she's telling me her story. She's like, I only have four today. I'm like, okay, well, what are they? So she's telling me about them. I'm like, okay, good, good. They'll be able to stretch that. We'll talk about that. And then she mentions this one. And I was like, perfect. Ryan will sing.
I got my money on.
Well,
hey, she made me. She. I'm pointing at Annie
this,
right
I
now.
I don't make this you do anything.
That one right
this
there.
Is so no. meta.
That one. She.
He made me. She made me, and I did it, which is the point of the article.
That's why I got hired. That's why I'm even here.
I didn't hire you. It wasn't me.
There were tons of people involved. There were lots of people in this.
It was a whole board.
Okay, sure. I was already here in 2018, but there was all this push and pull. Who's going to get Wiggins? He's so talented. And then finally, Annie got her way, and I ended up here.
That's exactly what did not happen.
I don't remember the story being that.
Was there any point where you had to switch to falsetto because you were worried about, you know, the deep voice or anything like that? Where they were like, oh,
just want to show your range.
Ethan, I don't get worried about those things.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a ridiculous question.
What's the question?
Sorry for asking.
Are you okay with unorthodox interview questions?
Man, I have worked at 97.1 since February 2nd of 2009. I have not interviewed for a job in a long time. 16 years coming up here.
You see it going on in my mind?
Yeah,
the math.
I think so. Is that right? 16 years? In a month or in less than a month? So I do remember.
I remember
that interview vividly. And I had to interview with a couple people here at the station, the program director and also the person who is the head of digital at the time, because my job was to be the digital brand manager of the station. So I had digital responsibilities and station responsibilities. And I remember being so nervous about that. And the funny thing is, like, looking back on it, I didn't need to be nervous about it. Like, I don't, sometimes you don't have that many applicants for jobs. I don't know how many people had applied at the time. I don't really know for sure why I ended up getting the job, but I remember just being super nervous. I'm good at doing that, but it's kind of a performance. You weren't around.
I heard differently.
What'd you hear?
I heard when you got hired that there were a ton of applicants, but that you nailed it because you came in and did every single part of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Every part?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she was tracked.
So many parts.
Okay. Yeah. All right, last one.
Okay, last one.
A study finds pooping is good for your brain. It wouldn't be an Annie, Are You Okay segment without a poop story.
Yeah, send your letters to Trisha, please. Thanks.
This is a very small study found that triathletes performed.
So why not cover it?
13 participants,
small
actually.
Small study.
Yep.
Huh.
These triathletes performed better on a they're athletes.
Oh.
They performed better on a cognitive test that simulates the experience of rapid decision making in sports when they poop beforehand. They took the test 3 times, each time a week apart. The first time without pooping, the second time an hour after going to the bathroom, and the third time with the help of a laxative. They performed 100% better the third time, 69% better the second time, they stunk at it when they were full of poop.
No pun intended.
They stunk at it. That's great.
Thanks. Thank you so much. I'll be here next week. Annie, are you okay?
We might not be, but go on.
Are you okay with how this segment has evolved?
Ryan?
I'm interested, actually. Like, there's a lot of comedy here, but I'm interested in the science of the pooping athletes.
So it has to do with your gut health.
Okay.
And something
I wouldn't think that it does, because you just drink a bunch of laxative, you take a huge dump, and then you can run faster.
Something about being cleansed. Well, but the test...
Sounds like it's a matter of weight reduction.
The test was not running. The test was, they did one of those things where they said they have the word green in blue, and you had to say whether it was like green or blue. You know,
whether what was green or blue.
Depends on the week.
What kind of test is this?
There was a bunch of words, and they were all colors, and they were all different... You guys understand. You've seen the test,
I know the test. I don't know how it does with athletics. Why does that prove somebody's physical prowess?
Rapid decision making. I don't know.
I would like to rapidly make the decision to rap.
Okay.
The coolest song we play today after that. Ethan, well-timed. Well-timed. I appreciate it. Is there anything else? Anybody else have anything to add here?
Oh, I got a couple.
Okay, well, people can listen to Wiggins America.
Do you have a number two?
Oh, my gosh, you're doing great. You're doing a great job today.
Rap.